Well, good morning, everybody. This is Udata Power in Los Angeles. We're so excited to be here. We're here Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time for 15 minutes. And the inspiration, the fun, the joy of coming together and listening to people singing out their happy words. Oh, my gosh, it's really fun. What a way to start the day. And, oh, my gosh, that rhymes too, doesn't it? Anyway, it's just an amazing way to live our lives, to have this conversation 5 days a week, to really include ourselves in this conversation of self-development and good news and being a part of a huge wave that's in momentum about bringing health and wealth and transforming people's lives. It's really important for us to plug in, and it's so much fun to hear all of you coming in the morning. So thank you, and thank you for coming in for such good cheer and singing such wonderful, crazy songs. It's just what a way to start the morning. And I want to say thank you to the man who's put this call together. He's created this tribe of people, this happy army who are dancing down the street saying, come on, let's go. And we are really doing something about this, about the financial and the health crisis in our country and in our world. And this man put together this call as well as a weekend retreat called Follow Your Bliss. And he's got a very powerful team with multiple six and seven-figure earners yearly. And what he's now done, he's sharing with the whole company, not just his team. We're all one team. And I want to say thank you. We're not financially connected, but I feel like he's one of my closest mentors and closest friends, and I really have deep gratitude for his creativity, for his willingness, for his courage. And I want to say thank you and turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Thank you so very much, Udana. Thank you. Just so heartfelt, so beautiful. So grateful am I to be part of this completely brilliant conversation for all of us that are involved. And that's everyone listening to my voice live, and that's everyone that will listen on the podcast, and it's everyone that will listen to a forwarded podcast. I'm telling you, this is exciting that we get to have this conversation. And the text message I sent to our trainer today this morning says, hey, good morning. Are you good to lead the conversation today? That's the question I asked her. First time I've ever asked it, but Udana, you've helped me understand that this is a conversation where there's listening, there's learning, there's sharing, there's teaching, but we're all of it, and that's so beautiful. So with that, my friends, good morning on this gorgeous Friday morning, wherever you happen to be. Find the good in it, right? Find the good in it. And let's take a big, deep breath this morning. I've already been to 6 a.m. yoga, which really blesses me. So I've been breathing quite a bit today already in a beautiful personal study. But I want all of us to take a breath together, consciously, mindfully, slight smile, lips sealed, on three, breathe in through our noses, one, two, three, breathe in. Think of something or someone you're grateful for, and breathe out gratitude to them. How beautiful is that we do that together to set the stage for what's about to happen, and let's also take a drink of our favorite beverage, whatever that is. Please, just water. Go and run and get some. Here we go. So I'm out in Snow Canyon right now, and there's a road runner just popped up to me, and it's like it doesn't notice me somehow. It's not even listening. I'm about 10 feet away from it, a road runner. Wow. That's amazing. I am so grateful that we get to be here, and I'm so grateful for the person I'm turning the call over to in a moment. She really helps me get things. Like she drills down, and she stays on something until she gets it, and she does it. So she's like the example of study, practice, teach, pay forward, share, that whole cycle, right? But it's the study, and then it's the practice, and then it's the pay it forward, the teaching, and then it's just so beautiful to watch. And I know she's had a really amazing experience. I'm so excited to hear about it. Guys, open up your hearts and see what this message has for you today. Remember, we get paired very specifically to work through our own shiz. Udonna taught that, right? And so whatever the message is that you're here to hear, you're supposed to be hearing it right now or you wouldn't be so cool. And so just accept it. Don't judge it. Don't tell it what it is. Ask it what it is. It's Casey Pluff, multimillionaire. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, I'm just picturing Snow Canyon, and I don't know, I'm going to have to, I don't know that I know what a Roadrunner looks like other than the beep beep, the Roadrunner cartoon.
Yeah, it goes beep beep. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only image that I can picture. So you in Snow Canyon with the beep beep Roadrunner. Oh gosh, what a magical place that is there. So blessed to be able to get outside and get in nature, especially in something so magical like that. But my gosh, even just to walk outside, and whether it's a crisp, cold morning that just makes you feel your breath even more when you breathe it in, or it's the sun that's just hitting your skin and warms you up. But I've definitely had a really great morning. And, you know, what you were talking about earlier, Udonna, just with Lenny, you know, having courage, I just want to say absolutely, you know, Lenny, you're someone who's definitely taught me about courage and, you know, just being willing to take the leap, to take the leap of faith. And I think that that's really what courage is being willing to take that first step. And, you know, we always talk about leaders going first. And just with you saying that, Udonna, I came upstairs and I grabbed a book real quick just to read this out before I get into my message today. And it's by Dr. David Hawkins, and it's in the book Power Versus Force. And he goes through each of the energy emotions. And I've looked at this chart often, and when I was going through some treatment with my back and some, I always say my back is in the process of healing, but when I was working with a just world-renowned doctor, he actually pulled this chart out too, and he was talking about different emotions, and of course, you know, shame and guilt being the lowest, with joy, bliss, and enlightenment, and love being at the top, but courage is at the energy level of 200, and it says when we do step into that point of courage, at the level of 200, this is when power really first appears. When we test subjects at all energy levels below 200, we find that it can be readily verified and that all go weak. Everyone goes strong in response to life-supported fields above 200, and this is the critical level. This is the critical level that distinguishes the positive and the negative influence of life. At the level of courage, an attainment of true power occurs. Therefore, it is also the level of empowerment. And, you know, I was thinking about Susan Slies when I first read this about step into your power and really, you know, the differences between power versus force and life, that life force that we have, that power within us, and pranayama and everything since I stepped into personal development. Just some levels that are below 200 is apathy, fear, grief, shame, guilt, to be in want of things, so to not feel like you have something. So those are all just a few feelings below 200. So I just wanted to touch on that because it really is, you guys, you know, that courage, and it doesn't matter where we are in life. And I was reading a book in the Journey of Riches, the book that I was just able to be a part of, my friend John Spender, and I was going through his, and he talks about these principles for, you know, happiness and success in life. And one of his, you know, principles was to surround yourself with others that are less fortunate than you and to really give back. And so thinking that that's going to mean that, you know, okay, because we're out there, we're doing good, what we put out comes back. But it was actually quite the opposite. And he said, because you're really going to receive more from them than you are going to be able to give them. Sure, we can show up and, you know, we can, you know, help give them food or show up with our time and donate that. But it's really what they extend to us, just to remind us of everything that we do have in gratitude and just that oneness and companionship, and how, you know, we never know what somebody's story is and why they are, you know, in any situation that they're in. And just to bring that compassion, just love of another human, you know, it's a human level. And so literally the next day after I read that, you know, and I do a lot with, you know, kids and, you know, Make-A-Wish Foundation, have done some things with that, and World Vision, but I still hadn't given my time. I had been saying where time is, you know, one of my most valuable commodities at this point, isn't it always? And so it's been easier for me to write a check than to donate my time, or at least that's the story that I've told myself. And so I got very intentional, and I said, I am going to practice exactly what he just said. I said, I absolutely deserve to get into a notion of spending my time and giving of my time. They say if you feel scarce in something, give that away immediately, right? And then it comes back sevenfold. But I was just thinking, that's it. And then the next day I got a text message from a friend of mine saying, hey, I'm going to, you know, a homeless shelter on Friday. Do you want to go? Literally the next day after putting that intention out, I love how God and the universe responds so quickly when you set that intention and you're, you know, really you're feeling it. It comes to you. And I went there this morning, and I can tell you, I was so moved. It's a private foundation. They receive no funding from the state, the government whatsoever. It's all just private donations and privately run. And it was 10 years that it's been around now. And the woman who, you know, was just talking about how it all started just from the building, to where they are now. And just, there was probably, you know, 200 people there this morning that were fed, and, you know, they were singing and gospel. They were praying and, just, you know, telling jokes and doing riddles. And it was just so heartfelt, and just to see just how grateful people were to have a meal there. They're able to shower there. They've also put together where they're even teaching computer skills. They have a computer lab. I mean, it felt like I was almost at a school. And then they have this new house, these new projects that should be opened at the end of this month, where they, you know, not only they house people, they rehabilitate them, they teach them skills to get back into jobs. And this being Fayetteville, a lot of our homeless population is vets, veterans from a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder, getting back, families kind of being just separated in a sense from a lot of traumatic things. And just to hear some of the stories and some of the, you know, speaking to some of the women there, and I was just reminded so much about how sometimes when I get up, or I'm feeling stressed out, or I'm feeling, you know, that I'm okay dealing with taxes today, or I have to do this and have to do that, I've noticed that sometimes it has come back to me. I'm in a mood of I have to, or I have to do this. That has been creeping back into me. And for a while, I was very good at listening to that voice. But, you know, if we don't practice it continuously and stay on top of it, it can trickle away. And I was into that have to instead of I get to, I'm honored to, I'm blessed to. And so that's really was another reminder for me to take myself back to that teaching, you know, to myself, Lenny, and being a student again of that type of language as we go through and things change in our lives, or some things that weren't, you know, habitual for me with the new things that we're getting into and, you know, doing our own some family charitable trust and things like that we're doing. It's all so new to me. So sometimes it can feel overwhelming. Same things with getting started in Isagenix or making the decision to, okay, you know, run into executive with someone, you know, that's really ready to go and, you know, taking the mentorship of just working, you know, just around the clock when you're in a 90-day game plan. And, you know, and all of those things that can sometimes just let it, you know, that whole notion of, oh my gosh, I have to do this. I mean, just that switch in I'm blessed to be able to get up and have the opportunity to do this. And I was just thinking about the opportunity that Isagenix has provided for us, that we have this opportunity at our fingertips. We have the internet at our fingertips. We have isagenixbusiness.com at our fingertips. If we're on this call, we have a phone to be able to make phone calls, or if we're listening to this recording. Like, we are so blessed with just ample, endless opportunity to provide for ourselves, to take ourselves, you know, to the next level. And it was just such a reminder this morning, and I'm excited to get a lot more involved, and not just at the level of, okay, you know, donations. I've been very good at donations and giving, and, you know, that's great. Isagenix, that, you know, allows us to do that. That was a huge thing. I remember I still have a check on my vision board. And it has $100,000 written on it. And to the two, it says to amazing charities. And so, you know, as I've been growing and doing and just, you know, in Isagenix and the business side, it's amazing to be able to donate to causes that fuel your souls. And, you know, I'm excited to work along, too, with some animal shelters and bring some kind of therapy with animals and those that are getting rehabilitated and, you know, just back into trusting people and comforting. And so just just really speaking with the founders today and their whole mission and vision of how much further it's even going to go. And, you know, it all started on a hope and a prayer and courage and, you know, just courage of saying we can make a difference in people's lives. We can make a difference in somebody's life. That courage to pick up the phone and, you know, offer somebody a different way, a better way with Isagenics and to allow them, you know, you always say, Lenny, you know, Isagenics is just, it's time. It's about time and money buys your time. And your time does allow you to do incredible things, you know, like truly this true mission work that these people are doing. And, you know, it really is just being in the trenches of humanity. And it was just so refreshing and rewarding to see what everybody's doing and just to really kind of feel like I've been playing small in a couple senses too and just how much more we can do. But that was just a huge thing for me today is I have been in a I have to do things instead of I'm blessed to do things lately. And so I'm just so grateful for my friend John who wrote about that and the Journey to Riches. And I'm so grateful for my friend Nate who texted me and just so grateful, you know, just to be able to be blessed enough and just have so much opportunity that we can go serve again. So I just really heartfelt this morning and doing a lot of self-inventory on myself and, you know, what can we do for the world? And Isagenics just gives us just such that. And, you know, I also we talk about not being financially linked a lot. You know, I'm not financially linked to you. You're not with you, Donna, et cetera. And, but, you know, I really think about we all are financially linked to Isagenics. You know, all of us are financially linked to Isagenics. And, you know, you think about the mission and vision of Isagenics, you know, is to impact world health and free people from physical and financial pain. And, you know, you think about that, like we're all financially linked to that mission. Oh my gosh, like what a blessing to be linked to that with Jim and Kathy and Eric and John. So I'm just really inspired to work my little booty off the rest of these 90 days with everything else that is going on in my life and just to really work it and to grow and to have more to give more via my time, via my resources, but just really, really inspired today and that courage and not hesitating.
Casey Pluff, wow, what a beautiful, 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 heartfelt topic. And all of this, like, even think about what happened this morning. You didn't hesitate. You just went.
Oh, my gosh.
You would have hesitated.
It was a yes. It was an absolutely yes. He was like, do you want to know what we're doing? I was like, no, I don't care. Yes.
Yeah, so you didn't hesitate, and that's the brilliance. And there's inspiration in not hesitating. And, but when we, I know that it's just so amazing that you just made that decision and it proves that we're all exactly one decision away in any moment of completely changing our life in any area, but it takes a decision and it takes a quick decision, you know, and no hesitation. And that's a beautiful example right there of something because that just shifted all of us. Every single one of us felt that a little differently. And especially when you were vulnerable enough to say, you know, and I just, you know, it's one thing to write a check, and that's a beautiful freaking thing. Can I get an amen? That
amen.
You're able to do that. Amen. And then it's another thing to do your time. And wow, what? And something you said struck me so beautifully. You said that when you do, you know, hang out with and be around people that are less fortunate than you, there's no way that it's going to come across even. In other words, you're going to get more from the experience than they can, right?
Oh, hands down. You know, I may have been there and, you know, offered an ear and been able to serve food and, you know, clean up and really getting to see the behind the scenes and what it takes. What I received, though, just from listening to some of the women there, and it was just – it was such a humbling, just a love thing. I mean, I just felt such love and gratitude to be able to sit there and listen and just to be a part of that. And really just, I was so reminded of all the things that I do take for granted or that I might pass through as, okay, this is just normal. Like, I am so blessed. We are so blessed. And just to be reminded of that, I can't think, I mean, that right there is absolutely priceless. Money cannot buy what I walked away from this morning with them. And I mean, it's just to know, I mean, I'm going to get so much more involved. There's no way that you can leave something like that and not just be compelled to really be a part of such somebody's mission, right? Like just the same way that we're a part of Jim and Kathy. Like I have to be a part of Jim and Kathy, Eric and John's Isogenics mission and vision. I have to. It's just so powerful and it's purposeful and it's changing the world. And when you get around people that are doing that also, you know, a private run foundation, just like Isogenics is a private company, and you hear the hearts and these souls and you see the impact that it's having on people, and to know that you can be a part of that. I mean, there's just so much work that, you know, can be done in every single area, you know, just in no matter where we live. And I was thinking when I was over in Mexico and seeing just the set that I saw, you know, some with the animals, and I was thinking, man, I'd love to do something over there in Mexico. And animals, I was like, no, I can do something here in Fayetteville. Like, you know, like it doesn't have to wait, or it doesn't have to be someday. It's like that hesitation thing. It's now. Now is the time to say yes to things in every area of our life. And I was just really reminded of a lot this morning. Mm-hmm. And I invite everybody, go do something, go get into service. Or if we're feeling down, or if we're, you know, maybe not in states of gratitude, or feeling stressed out, or we're feeling overwhelmed, like take the time. And the prayer that they read this morning was so beautiful, because it talked about, you know, it said, you know, spend time with me first, your Lord Jesus, and you'll have time for everything else. Like, don't feel guilty about that. And I really thought about that reading, and I thought, you know, spending time with mankind and being of service to others, like that, to me, there's no better way to really, you know, spend time with the Lord than to spend time with others in service and people that are, you know, just making their lives better, and they're showing up to do that. It just super moved this morning.
So beautiful. And you know, I just, it brings me back to this whole idea of how beautiful you just so beautifully articulated also that we're all linked. We are all linked. We are freaking financially completely linked through Isogenics, through the movement, through the vision. And remember that at the core of it, there's three things. And you really exercised all today, this morning, but we're helping every single human with better health, every single person that chooses to with better wealth. And what it gives us, though, this residual income, which is so critical to be in the conversation, is then it provides time freedom. And so you're able to donate the time. You're able to donate the money. You have the health to do it. This is an all-in-one, guys. This is really beautiful. Our core mission is to open people up to those three things. Remember, time freedom, financial freedom, health freedom. That's what's going on here. That the freedom is the antithesis or the answer to the pain, the physical and financial pain, and the pain of not being able to do our passion because we're always doing something that we don't want to do anyway. Wow, what a beautiful call. And I'm going to do that, Casey. I'm taking up on that challenge. And there's a lot of different things I can do right here in St. George. And so I'm going to start looking. So thank you for that beautiful call. And guys, let's make a decision today to be the best version of ourselves in this weekend. And let's rock it. Don't forget about the call playing the Field of Pros at 10:30 Utah time. And I'm almost done with the flyers for Blitz 7. I'm so excited about it, guys. So be looking for that. We love you. I'm going to unmute the lines, and we're going to do a 1, 2, 3 and wrap this up and shout Isogenics in a really high vibration and rock. And here we go, guys. Hold on. All right, we're live. Let's do this. 1, 2, 3.
I said,